Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today, Catherine, we're going to address the challenge of working with difficult clients. Mm. Not that we've had any. We'll begin with a question from one of our listeners who's working with a client who's secretive, moody, and unwilling to take direction from anyone but her boss. Then we'll discuss an important question in business. Is the client or the customer always right?
Yes. Difficult clients, they can really color your reality and make your job so uncomfortable. And I remember the first time someone told me the customer is always right. Mm-hmm. I did not like it.
Was I the one who told you that?
No. I actually think my father was when I came home complaining about a situation at work.
Well, it's a concept. It's not an accurate statement. It's a concept.
Yes. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
All right, Logan, let's just get to our question.
I work in client services in a medium-sized company. I have one of the most difficult clients, but my company would never fire them because it's one of our largest accounts. The person I interact with is moody, secretive, stubborn, and hierarchical. She only takes direction from her boss, who I have no access to. Whenever we discuss plans for a new campaign or project, she says, uh-huh, and then stalls on it. How do I develop a baseline relationship with this person so that we can get our work done?
Yeah, this is unpleasant. I mean, I have some suggestions, but maybe this person's tried this. I don't know. But definitely it sounds like the boss has to get involved.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah, because it sounds like the hierarchical, so then somebody at a higher level needs to talk to her boss.
Right.
I mean, you may be stuck with this person until she's or he is...
heading out.
You know,
lost their imprint.
Maybe promoted. Or, you know, somehow finds another job. But, you know, if it's the company, if it's a very, very important company, client to the company, then I think you have to try everything. Uh-huh. I mean, I don't know if you've tried taking her out to lunch or out to coffee and just, you know, trying to bond with this person, not on work, but maybe something personal.
Uh-huh.
If you can find something, then sometimes that works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't like that Catherine's making these faces.
Well, no, I don't know. I think sometimes this kind of client doesn't necessarily want to go out to lunch.
Yeah.
I mean, so I think it's worth a try, totally. And I was thinking when you talked about the boss that it might be valuable to have at least one meeting with your boss, her boss, you and her, mm-hmm. if that could ever be possible.
Right.
To sort of create a baseline understanding that you're going to be working together.
I just also wonder if this person has anyone in her office who maybe is more action-oriented. Like, I don't know, maybe she has an assistant or maybe there's someone else that is part of the team that you can bond with. I mean, I think you have to try every angle.
Yeah.
But you have to be very nice to this person to figure out. I mean, not, you know, overly nice because maybe she doesn't like that. But you have to figure out some way to bond with this person. Maybe it's humor. I would use humor. That usually, most people have humor. Right?
Most.
Yeah. Humor can be disarming. Mm-hmm. Disarming can help, no question. I mean, I think your point of just trying to form a relationship that's not solely based on work is important.
Yeah.
I also think if for the person who's managing this kind of client, you have to do a lot of unhooking, as we would call it.
Yeah.
You know, you have to do a lot of things where you try to kind of change your energy because it'd be very frustrating to deal with this person. Mm-hmm. And you may be tempted to become a little sarcastic or, you know, seem manipulative, which of course they will not respond well to. So I think there's a lot of self-care that has to happen. And in addition, I like the idea of finding out who else is on the team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the thing is, you have to just keep trying. I mean, I came from sales, where you have to just keep trying different angles, and bonding in one way or another. But you can never really take it personally. I mean, it sounds like this person has some big issues. But I would say to them, how can I help you get your boss? You know, things like that.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, Kathy, that you could say even when you introduce an idea.
Help me help you.
Yeah, I think. Kind of, right. Yeah, I think this would really enhance your image in front of your boss, or I think your boss would be really impressed with your ability to carry this out. You know, speak to that, since that's obviously a high value for this person.
But don't take any of this personally, which I'm sure you are, because how do you not? You feel completely ineffective.
Well, and disrespected, too, yeah. I think, probably. Yeah. And also, you've got someone you're reporting back to, and you have to say, we're not getting anywhere.
And I would go to my boss and, you know, see if you can adapt what the IRS does and rotate positions. Like, maybe you can. Maybe there's only a certain time limit on this account, six months, and
then you're going to rotate it off. I thought you were going to ask for an audit.
Right. Well, you can get rotated off and say, see ya.
So sorry to leave at this point in time.
I was so enjoying working with you, but there's another client that needs my help.
Yeah, that's interesting. I had actually once had a situation where I had a very difficult client. This is a microcosm. It wasn't a huge company. It was an individual, but I had a very difficult client, and I said, I have to go as an employment counselor. I have to go work with this other person now, so I don't know that I'll have time for you. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And do you know, she turned around and became like the best behaved client I've ever had.
Yeah.
She, for the, and you've done that too, Kathy, threatened to fire someone, and then they turn it around.
That only happens occasionally.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I fire a client, they go running. They leave. You know, they don't like it.
Right.
But then every once in a while, someone is shocked and realizes their behavior has to change.
Right.
I don't think...
That's not going to happen with this person.
No, I don't think so. This person has a lot of problems.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know that. I don't... You know, we don't really know what this person's issues are at their company. Maybe they get slapped around if they don't... If they're not hierarchical.
Right.
Uh-huh. You know? I mean, maybe they're sort of acting out the culture where they were.
Right. So we don't really know. But I think you have to try everything you can, and you have to try to bond. I mean, you know, working is all about your relationship with your client, and you want to have as good a relationship as you can.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the first descriptor of this person, it says the person I interact with is moody.
Mm.
So that is really, too, a very tricky thing to deal with a client, right? That you don't know who you're going to get.
Secretive, stubborn, and hierarchical. I mean, it sounds like a dream. Of course it's not fun.
Nightmare come true.
Yeah, and I think you should maybe pass it on. Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. And if you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, tweet us at AskK2.
If you want to get onto our email list, you can text us at 22828 and type in My Crazy Office. That's all one word, 22828, My Crazy Office. And you can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show discussing whether the client, any client really, is always right. Because there is that statement, the customer is always right.
Yeah.
And I was brought
up... What does that really mean?
Well, I was brought up in sales, and you were always thought that the customer is always right. Well, what that means is even if the customer isn't right, you treat them as if they are.
Uh-huh.
And if they say something ridiculous or something that is not accurate, you just say, well, that's an interesting perspective, and let me see if I can show you a different way it's done. I mean, you talk them through it. You don't... You know, have a fight with them or become accusatory, and you know it's kind of a technique of smoothing over difficulties so that you can get to the final end, which is something productive.
Yeah.
So you just don't allow, you know, them thinking they're right or them having being in a bad mood or any of that. You just take care of it. You know, you just
well, you don't get in a power struggle.
You definitely
like.
Don't. Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't get into a fight with a customer. Your job is to really figure out, or a client, to figure mm-hmm. out how to, let's see if we can get this done another way.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of patience.
Oh, man.
That's why not sales is not for everyone. I actually find it to be an interesting challenge. Like, I had to return something today at Lord & Taylor, and I bought the wrong thing. And I was,
you were the customer.
I was the customer, right. Sure. And I really thought it was going to be a bit of a battle.
Uh-huh.
You know, they got to put it back in inventory. They got to hang it up. Like, I could just see that it could be an issue. And they were paid on commission.
Uh-huh.
So I really felt bad.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I went to one woman, and she said, oh, you just want to replace. So go get what you want. And then I went and found her. And I said, somebody said, is somebody helping you? And I said, her. And she said, I'm not helping you. So, like, I knew this was, like, not a commission thing. So somebody else helped me. But I just tried to be as nice as possible.
Yeah.
Sure.
But what's
my point?
So the
nice customer is always right.
Well, no, so what's my point is
they said you were right, sort of.
Well, I was worried. I was worried. But I thought the woman who ultimately handled me, and she took her time, and she did a nice job and printed out a new receipt. I thought, you know, she really, because she didn't make any money on that.
Well, the thing that's very interesting.
I would look for her again.
That's what I was going to say. Right. I think what's true is that when you treat the customer as if he or she is right,
mm-hmm.
And really, sometimes it's just listening to what they're complaining about, right?
Right.
And saying, okay, let's see what we can do about this, or there's nothing actually we can do about it. But when you do that, they remember the exchange
mm-hmm.
as if they were valued by
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what leads to a great reputation.
Yeah, I think so. And many times when I've done that, the client has said, oh, you know, thank you so much because I was really in a bad mood.
Yeah.
And now you made me laugh. So,
yeah.
You know, and there is this sort of unspoken rule that you can treat a salesperson poorly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because that's just the way some people are.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not taking, you know, saying just take it and,
right.
you know, like you
the
deserve
customer
it.
Customer is not always right if they're abusive or.
Right. But there is a way to defuse people.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're talking about business, not your personal life, there's a way to diffuse it so that you can turn the customer around.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gosh, I'm thinking of my experiences as a customer with different vendors,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how the ones that listen and are really willing to help, even if it seems ridiculous, you know, and especially when it comes to anything having to do with technology or communication or, you know, wiring of any kind,
mm-hmm.
air or other, because those things are complicated and I can never do them myself. And so I'm very dependent. We are very dependent on those vendors.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that, like, slow down, explain what's going on and don't make me feel like an idiot, I like them.
It's true.
Right.
And you stay committed
right.
to the people
you become
that
loyal.
Treat you well. Yeah. Like, we love our air conditioning guy, Robert.
Yes.
And I think we have such a good relationship. You know, you end up just doing business with the people you have a good relationship with.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're not necessarily the best at what they do, but you like the job. You like working with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes also the customer being right may be if they say, you can't help me, and you say, you're right. That may be accurate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't,
mm-hmm.
or I personally cannot at this time assist
right.
you the way you want.
I think that's
remember
a good
we
thing.
Used to talk about that. I can't give
but
you.
But you could say, "But let me
need.
Pass you on to so and so."
Yes,
and they'll
yeah.
still remember the fact that you acknowledged you couldn't handle X, Y,
right.
and Z, and
right.
pass them off to someone who could.
That's right. In fact, recently we did that for someone who was looking for some career guidance, and at Kathy's suggestion, we referred that individual to another person who had more of the skill set that we
mm-hmm.
thought would be helpful,
mm-hmm.
and I think that individual really appreciated it.
Oh yeah.
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 Yeah. So I think you have to do the right thing by the customer, and then you make a customer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You make a customer for life, I think, by
yeah.
doing that.
I was also going to say, I think if you're dealing with a tough customer, rather than trying to duke it out yourself, that's one of those times when you can call on a supervisor or call on someone to give you guidance if you don't know how to make the customer right in the moment. Do you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If they're really getting under your skin and you just need some assistance.
Mm-hmm. So we'd love to hear more questions on this topic, clients or customers that were really, really tough to deal with, and what kind of support did your company give?
Yeah.
How did you handle it? We'd love to hear more on this.
Right. And what are your company's boundaries? There are certain behaviors that they may find unacceptable, which is important that they have certain criteria for you, but also for the people that they serve.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, tweet us your stories to SK2, follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.